Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Jesse Cruz from the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, calling in to give us a quick update about We Belong Here, a free youth leadership and basketball gathering. How's it going, Jesse?
It's going great. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for talking with us today. You were here last week and told us all about the event. It's happening next week, March 18th through the 20th. And attendees get access to a number of workshops, presentations. It includes a ticket to see A Tribe Called Red. How many spaces do you have left?
We still have quite a few spaces left. We increased our numbers up to 250 kids that we could take. So we added a few workshops. So we have space if kids are still available, are still willing to come. So we have plenty of room, and we're not going to turn anybody away. So if our numbers go above what we expect, we'll make something happen for it.
And what grades is it open to?
It's open to fourth grade to seniors in high school.
And is this over their spring break, or do they have to miss class?
It is over spring break. We did that intentionally so that they were not missing school.
Well, for those who are still on the fence, remind us of who the guest speakers are and what some of the sessions are about.
Yeah, definitely. So we're bringing up four speakers from out of town. The first one is Tanya Hall. She's a comedian. She goes by Auntie Beatrice. We're also bringing in Jesse LeBeau, who's a celebrity team speaker. Sash Collins and Chelsea Luger, who are from the Native Wellness Institute, they are coming up and talking about healthy relationships. Those guys have all kind of put promotional videos for us together as well. And then on that, we have some local professionals. We have Sandy Demmer leading a weaving workshop, Shane Brown doing a tanah making. We got Kirk Burke doing functional fitness. We have Aware doing a workshop. We have the JEDC doing a fun workshop as well. So we have a bunch of professionals doing a bunch of different things that give kids a wide range of opportunities to choose from coming Monday and Tuesday.
And it all takes place at Thunder Mountain High School and Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall. It culminates with the Tribe Called Red concert. Are people getting pretty excited about that?
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz going about that with the Tribe Called Red, so we're excited about having them. So the kids, if they attend four workshops, they'll get a free ticket to the Tribe Called Red. And so we really want to promote those workshops and having kids be involved with those. So, yeah, getting a free ticket for that. And, there's a lot of people excited about bringing the Tribe Called Red back into town and to Juno. And so, yeah, we're excited and honored to have them.
I'm excited as well. Now, is registration required in advance?
No, it's not required in advance. We obviously would like that, but we would love people to show up at the door too and register. It's not going to be a crazy process. So they'll come register Monday morning at 8 a.m. and then they'll get free breakfast as well before they start attending workshops and basketball camp.
This gathering has everything. Free breakfast, that's amazing.
Free breakfast. There'll be a couple of nights with dinner, too, but I'd have to look at my schedule, look at those.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Where can we get more information or sign up in advance if we want to?
Definitely. So Sea Alaska has got a website put together. So if you go to Sea Alaska's homepage, on there you'll see the We Belong Here registration form, so people can sign up there. You can print those out, email them, you can bring them day of, that's fine. And then as far as what's going on, you can look at some of the stuff online on Facebook and everything. So everything's on there.
Well, thanks so much for all your great work, not only bringing these amazing guests to town, but also making it so accessible to our community's youth. And as an organizer, how are you holding up?
I'm doing great. I'm actually in New York City. My wife just got done doing a presentation for the United Nations. So I'm out of town, actually, and I think we got everything already put together and ready to rock and roll. I mean, on Friday, we added Mount St. Elias dance group coming in and opening up right before Tribe Called Red. We have Radiophonic Jazz, which is a high school group, opening up as well. I feel great. I'm excited for it. You know, we're giving out two free airline tickets to anywhere Alaska Airlines flies Monday night at the comedy performance. So I think all the logistics are done. Now we're just ready to have fun with the kids.
That's amazing. Well, again, We Belong Here, free youth leadership and basketball gathering and Tribe Called Red concert. It all kicks off next week, March 18th through the 20th. More information at the Sea Alaska website and on Facebook. Jesse Cruz, thanks again for talking with me today from the Big Apple. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I'm excited for next week. Hope everybody's doing well in Juneau. And, yeah, thanks for having me again.
Thanks so much for being here today. And here's Stadium Powwow by A Tribe Called Red coming to town next week.
Oh, yeah.